In our first reading today, St. Paul tells us, "Grace was given to each of us according to the measure of Christ's gift." In our own human estimation, we might be more inclined to think that grace should be given according to our desert of it, or at least grace should be given according to our abilities, our ability to use that grace, perhaps. But Paul tells us that grace is given according to the measure of Christ's gift. In other words, it is whoever Christ freely chooses, and for whatever reason, Christ chooses to bestow that gift. And then he goes on to tell us that he gives some the grace of apostles, other prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, and so on. And I think that this is an important point as we look at the call of St. Matthew today and the apostles in general. You know, if we were to pick who we think would be the best leaders of the early church or even the church today, we would probably not pick the people that Jesus chose for his apostles, nor would the people of his time. He ended up choosing fishermen, tax collectors, a bunch of ordinary people and sinners to be the leaders of his church. People will often complain that, you know, well, we need women priests because women could run the church better, or we need a married priest because married people would run the church better. And, you know, that's probably all true, actually. There are a lot of ways in which a lot of other people could run some of the things about the church a whole lot better. And that's always been true in the church, and it was true in the very first days. There were a whole lot more qualified people in the eyes of the world that Jesus could have chosen to lead his church. So why does he then choose the ones that he does? Grace is given according not to the person that it's given to, but rather according to the measure of Christ's gift. I think perhaps Jesus chose the people that he did precisely because in many ways they seemed unlikely. If Jesus had chosen, for instance, the leading members of the scribes or the Pharisees, those who seemed to be most prepared to be the leaders of God's people, well, people might have then thought that any success, any preaching of the gospel, any growth of the church, they might have perhaps attributed that to that particular leader. Isn't he a great leader, that Pharisee that became leader of the Christian church? We would have been tempted to think that maybe the success of the church was all man's doing rather than God's. So perhaps Jesus chooses the ones that he does precisely because they seem unlikely or in human estimation to be somehow inadequate. That is certainly the case with the Apostle Matthew today. He was a tax collector. In fact, he's found at his customs post, the money changing tables, as Jesus finds him. He is one who is ostracized by his own community, not even hardly accepted as a true Israelite because he is collecting taxes on behalf of the Romans who are oppressing the Israelites, and he is perhaps considered even an enemy, therefore. Jesus comes in and chooses Matthew, the unlikely choice. And this is always the case with vocation. Whenever God chooses us, then it's not just that that person seems perhaps unlikely to the world, but the call comes as a surprise even to the person. In the famous painting of the artist Caravaggio that paints this scene of the call of Matthew, it's beautiful because there's Jesus and he's pointing at Matthew. Jesus is in the light and the light falls through the shadows upon Matthew. And there sits St. Matthew at the customs post, and Matthew has this bewildered look on his face, and he points to himself as if to say, "Who, me? You want me to be your apostle?" I think that that's true for all of us as we hear God's call, that perhaps the most unlikely seeming of God's call is the way it seems to us. "Who, me, God? You want me to do this, to follow you in this way?" grace is given not according to how we esteem ourselves or according to how we think we are able, but rather according to God's plan. So today we give thanks that St. Matthew did say yes. There was something in him that when Jesus called, despite all of his sins, despite all of his infirmities and inadequacies, he knew Jesus had called him, and he said, I will leave all behind and follow Jesus. Notice the fruit of that. In our gospel today, it says that evening, Matthew gave a great banquet. And who was there at the banquet? Sinners and tax collectors. Probably all the friends of St. Matthew. What happened through Matthew's conversion? All of his friends start to say, well, if Jesus wants Matthew, I'm like Matthew. I could do that then. Maybe Jesus wants me too. So the great call of all of us then is to go out to be evangelists, to say yes, to share the fact that God has called us, and then to bring all of our friends to say yes, God is calling even you, and perhaps in a way you don't expect. Perhaps even most fittingly, God works in ways we don't expect. May we have the courage to correspond to the grace that is given us, that we too may follow Jesus.